Before we start this episode, we have a quick message from our sponsors.
If you're studying for the Foreign Service Officer test like us, we have a great study tool for you.
Besides listening to our podcast, we also use FSO Compass.
On FSO Compass, you can find practice tests for every section, comprehensive courses that guide you through the entire application process, and you can even connect with other aspiring U.S. diplomats.
The resources have really helped us prepare, and we hope they help you too. To access FSO Compass and get 10% off your annual subscription, be sure to use the link in our description box.
Good luck!
Hi everyone, welcome back to another Econ with Jack episode. This is my third time trying to record this because this mic is so sensitive. It drives me nuts every single week. So sorry about the audio quality. I'm really trying to work on it. But anyways, it has occurred to me that we jumped a little ahead in this series and I made some assumptions that everyone was on the same page with economics, which was very wrong of me to do. So talking about economic theories when we haven't even covered what economics is, just a clear definition for all of us, does not make any sense and would be very confusing to most people. So we're going to try to reel it back a little bit and just pretend that this is the first Econ with Jack series that you've ever heard. And yeah, after you hear this, hopefully if you go back and watch the first two episodes, things will make a little more sense. Okay, so to do research for this episode, I went to our good friend Google and just did a basic what is economics search. And then the related results from that were similar to what is economics in the simplest terms or what is the best definition of economics. So I can see now how putting entire theories on top of the confusion of just a simple way to understand economics would be very unhelpful. Anyways, so let's start with that question. So what is economics? Economics is a social science, and it's concerned with the production, distribution, and consumption of goods and services. Side note, if you don't know what a social science is, that is the scientific study of human society and social relationships, as opposed to physical science, which is probably physics, chemistry, things in the physical realm, biology. Therefore, economics studies how individuals, businesses, governments, and nations make choices on how to best allocate resources. Economics focuses on the actions of human beings based on a key assumption that humans act with rational behavior and always seek the most optimal level of benefit. Is pretty believable. You're always going to choose what's best for you if you're rational. So the main ways economists will study this is through labor and trade. Labor in this case is any application of human labor to acquire resources, and trade is of course another way to acquire resources. Economics really centers fully around resources, how to get more of them, what's the best way to get the amount that you want, how do we keep them, how do we avoid losing them? Things like that. And as you know, there are many different ways to acquire resources, and so good economics is the method that yields the best results. Now, I just want to give a clear definition of the two subcategories that make up economics and explain their differences. If you take an economics course, they will probably split up the course to macro versus microeconomics because these are the two categories. So we'll start with macroeconomics, with the prefix of that word being macro, meaning large scale, and that is going to concentrate on the behavior of the economy as a whole. If you hear macroeconomics, you should start thinking on the scale of interest rates, taxes, and governments. It is on the scale of nations. It would be the world economy, the US economy, Japan's economy, and so forth. On the other side, we have microeconomics with the prefix being micro and meaning small. And this will focus on individual people and businesses. If you're studying microeconomics, a question you might find yourself asking is, what will we do if all of our tomato crops fail? Something like that, something within the business. Lastly, in order for economists to study these areas, they have to use models and assumptions to understand and create incentives and policies that will maximize efficiency. So that's basically what economists focus on, is how do we get the most out of our limited resources? As you may or may not know, population is always increasing, but things like food and water, shelter, maybe money, they're not always increasing at the same rate. And so that's the job of an economist, is to figure out how do we make do with what we have and get the most out of it. Anyways, that is all for this episode. And in the next episode, I want to clearly define the three most well-known economic systems, which are capitalism, socialism, and communism. We hear these terms all the time, but I have a feeling most people throwing the terms around forget that these are at their core economic theories. Anyways, can't wait to talk to you all then. Thank you so much for listening. Bye. This has been an episode of How Did We Not Know That?
If you liked it, don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You can also follow us on all social media, including YouTube, at How Did We Not Know That?
If you thought our podcast was low quality, we know. We thought so too. Help us improve the podcast by contributing to our Patreon.
Thank you for listening, and see you guys next week.